Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Like many of you, this Memorial Day weekend, I enjoyed spending time with my family and friends, barbecuing and swimming outdoors. The weekend also provided time to reflect on the sacrifice made by so many service members. It's an important reminder that our military has been filled exclusively with volunteers for 50 years. Unfortunately, the pool of young people able and willing to join the military is at historic lows. The U.S. military is suffering its worst recruiting crisis since the inception of the all-volunteer force. Last year, the Army missed its recruiting goals by 15,000 members, and the rest of the services are on pace to miss their recruiting goals this fiscal year. So why should you care? Well, first and foremost, this recruiting crisis means our military is shrinking during a time when American military power is being challenged by Russian aggression and an increasingly belligerent China. It's hard to be a credible deterrent while shrinking. So what is the root cause of the problem? There's no shortage of takes on why the military is failing to recruit enough young Americans. Perhaps most obviously, only 23% of American youth are even eligible for military service. This troubling trend has been exacerbated by COVID, which simultaneously increased youth obesity rates, spiked diagnosed mental health issues, and lowered ASVAB test scores by 9% on average. The other obvious factor is the strong labor market. Other causes, however, are more subtle, but undoubtedly play a role. The conservative media has suggested the recruiting crisis is fueled by a combination of woke policies, vaccine mandates, and falling patriotism. No doubt all these issues contribute, but it's almost impossible to say how much. I tried to find a counter-narrative in mainstream media, but they seem to have largely ignored the issue. So I'll posit my own theory. The disastrous pullout from Afghanistan highlighted 20 years of failed foreign policy and made many Americans question what exactly their sons and daughters had fought and died for. This questioning of U.S. foreign policy has come increasingly from the political right. This has large ramifications for recruiting, as conservative military families generally provide the bulk of the recruits and also suffered the bulk of the casualties in the most recent conflicts. You can see the changing dynamics in the current political landscape, where the Republicans are now the doves on Ukraine, while the Democrats are increasingly hawkish. So what can be done to fill our military ranks? I'd propose a 2-year mandatory service for all young people. This would not only bolster the military's ranks, but it would work to build social cohesion and national unity in an age of increasing polarization. The military is well equipped to bring together people from diverse backgrounds. It would give many young people job skills they could use as civilians or help pay for college upon completion of service. Further, if more of our nation's leaders have kids in the military, then perhaps we'll be less likely to rush into unwise wars without weighing the costs. Whether you agree with this solution or not, the return of some form of conscription might be inevitable. Fiscal year 2023 recruiting numbers are looking even more dire. This has been Mike Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.